From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Egypt's official news agency says an assailant threw a bomb into a chapel at Cairo's Coptic Orthodox Cathedral Sunday, killing at least 25 people and wounding nearly 50. There has been no claim of responsibility for the attack. Egypt's president has declared a three-day state of mourning. A Kurdish militant group has claimed responsibility for the bombings that killed at least 38 people and wounded more than 150 in Istanbul, Turkey. The claim was made Sunday by the Kurdistan Freedom Falcons, or the TAK, a group that is believed to be an offshoot of the outlawed PKK. A Syrian monitor says Islamic State jihadists have recaptured the city of Palmyra. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the IS retook all of Palmyra after the Syrian army withdrew from the city. IS had been expelled from the ancient city by Syrian forces amid much fanfare just 9 months ago. To the north, monitors reported heavy fighting in the southeastern districts of the city of Aleppo. A two-week offensive by the Russian-backed Syrian army and its Shiite allies has split the city's rebel-held east and has left the rebels in disarray. In other developments, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced the deployment of 200 more military personnel to northern Syria. He held an unannounced visit to Iraq. Ash Carter arrived Sunday in Baghdad, where he is set to talk with Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, U.S. and coalition commanders, and Iraqi leaders about plans to retake the northern city of Mosul from the Islamic State. This is VOA News.